30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, when I'm the only one in my age group at a race that I sign up for, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be signing up for those races. I'm going to be winning those age group awards. Episode 595 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, how to keep running forever. Hey guys, so today before we dive into the quick tip episode, I want to take a minute and thank a couple folks who have navigated the Apple iTunes labyrinth, if you will, to leave a review for the show. As I say every time I read these reviews, they're so much appreciated, and even as an Apple fanboy, I recognize that leaving a review on iTunes is less than an easy task. So thank you to a few folks who have done so in the last few weeks. From Coach Tina, who said, love hearing Denny and his guests talk about running. I learned so much in each episode and always look forward to having the next one drop. Well, thank you, Coach Tina. Appreciate you taking the time to do that. From Running Pastor Mom, as a very average runner, I love that Denny talks to all kinds of athletes, from people like me to elites. Super approachable and great advice. Well, you are very welcome, Running Pastor Mom. Thank you for the review. Certainly appreciate that. Couple more for this episode, and then we'll dive into the quick tip. Next one from HD Squared says, Denny's passion for running is clearly evident in his podcast. He brings plenty of value to the subjects and presents content appealing to runners of all skill levels and experience. His chats ooze with enthusiasm for all things running and racing, and his energy keeps you coming back for more. He's like that running guy you want to shoot the shit with. So, well, thank you, HD Squared. That's exactly what I'm going for, is being that guy that we can just hang out and have a little chat and shoot the breeze while we're doing it. So, I'm glad that that is what's coming through when you listen to the show. So thank you, HD Squared, for the review. And last but not least, before we dive into today's quick tip, from Still Trying, that's TRI-ING. I see what you did there, training for a triathlon, I'm assuming, or training for the next triathlon. Kudos to you. It's still an area, an avenue that I've yet to explore. But the review says, I've been running for years I've been running for years and am obsessed with all things running. I've read tons of books, followed all the running trends, and I still feel like I learn new things from listening to the podcast. I love the quick tips and am currently binge listening to all the back episodes. I love the pace of the show and the style of it. Very conversational. I've listened to other running podcasts that could put me to sleep, but not this one. Denny's enthusiasm comes through on every episode. Love it. Well, Still Trying, thank you for the review, but be careful going back too far into the archives, or you might find that, hopefully you'll find that I've grown a little bit, gotten a little bit better, and a little bit more interesting and maybe enthusiastic, have a little bit more energy on the show, because you get back there far enough in the archives, and you might find a little monotony creeping in to the early days of the show. But thank you for listening. Thanks for going back into the archives and listening. That's always exciting, and good luck making your way back through however many episodes you decide to go into. But thank you so much for the review, and to everybody who's left a review in the last few weeks or in the last few years, certainly appreciate it. And if you're willing to navigate through iTunes to get into the leaving a review area or the Apple Podcast app, you can do it there too. It's just not easy, but if you're willing to do that, I would certainly appreciate it. So, on to more pressing matters. Today's quick tip episode, talking about all things related to, or maybe not all things, but a few tips, a few suggestions to make running something that you can do forever. And I think that talking to a lot of runners, both in person, on the podcast, to some of you guys on social media, a lot of us have plans, have goals and ambitions of running for, you know, not just months, not just years, but decades, you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, a lot of us would still love to be healthy enough to be running. And one of the things that I do, if you're not familiar with, if you're not part of the Facebook group, you might not know this, but just about every day, I try to post a quote from a past episode of the podcast, something that's a little bit inspiring or thought-provoking or a little bit of advice from somebody, or maybe a coach or an elite athlete that's been on the show. Just a little, I call it the Proverb Dell podcast, and post one up every morning. And the one I posted, or one of the ones that I posted earlier this week, was from a friend of the show, a great author, been on the show a couple times, Mr. Tom Foreman, who says, the quote that I put on there was that my goal right now is to be able to keep running forever. And I got to thinking about that a little bit, and how that's my goal too. And that's probably a lot of folks' goals. Like that's something that a lot of people want to do. If you're a runner, you run. It's what you want to do. You want to do it today. You want to do it tomorrow. You want to do it next month, next year, next decade. But having a goal, maybe you've heard this statement before, that a goal without a plan is just a wish. So having a goal is great, but what are you going to do to get there? What are you going to do to get to that point where not just next month, not just next year, not just next, you know, 5 years from now, but 10 years from now, 20 years, 30 years from now, you're still running. What is the plan that you're going to put into place to get there? Well, I would be naive to think that you could just make a plan for the next 25 years of your running life and be able to follow it to the letter. That would be a ridiculous, I mean, shoot, we can't even do that for a training plan for a race, let alone a training plan for a month, let alone a training plan for a week. How the hell are we going to do that for a training plan for the next 20, 30, 40 years? We're not going to. But there are some things that we can do to kind of tilt the odds in our favor a little bit, to, you know, some suggestions, some things that you can try to do on a regular basis to make sure that you're giving yourself your best chance of being healthy, fit, and still enjoying the sport enough that 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, you are still running. Basically, you know, if you're like me, the goal is to keep running until they put you in the ground. It kind of sounds like that's Tom's goal as well. So if you want that to be something that you can do, what kind of things should you be doing to take care of that? So today's quick tip, it's not going to be that quick. I got 7 suggestions for you. You can head over to the website to check it out, disruns.com/595. The memes and the GIFs are on point, so you can check those out and the short versions of each answer, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit on them as well here. So here we go. Number one, take a break once in a while. If you want to run for the next 20, 30, 40 years, it's not going to hurt you to take a few weeks off, maybe even a month off once in a while. I know a few folks that maybe aren't at the elite of the elite, but they're certainly much more accomplished runners than I am, that just about every year they take off from about Thanksgiving until about Valentine's Day. Now, it helps that these folks live in areas of the country where there's lots of snow and they can do snow activities, skiing, snowshoeing, things like that. So they're still being active, but they just don't run for 2 or 3 months a year, every year. And for a lot of us, that sounds so just like, are you kidding me? Willingly take off 2 months of running? Yeah. Yeah. If you're just focused on the next thing, if you're just focused on the next race, the next training cycle, the next, you know, time goal that's on your radar, taking time off doesn't sound very much fun, doesn't sound very logical, probably isn't something that you're going to do. But if you're focused on the next 20 years, if you're focused on the big picture, what's taking a month off? It's not any big deal. It's going to give you that chance to refresh a little bit, to heal up physically, to refresh and recover mentally. And you know, the big argument that everybody gives when it comes to, you know, when I tell my athletes sometimes after a race to take 2 weeks off, they push back. I'm going to lose all this fitness I gained. And so if you're thinking that right now, if I'm telling you to go ahead and take a couple months off, it's not that big of a deal. But this, what about my fitness? I've worked hard to get to this point, and now you want me to take two months off? I'm going to lose everything I gained. Nah, you're probably not if you're going to still be active. You know, like I said, some of the people I know that do this every year, they're skiing multiple times a week. They're out snowshoeing. They're out taking the kids to the sledding hills, and they're running up and down the hills to go sledding and skating and doing all the wintertime activities that down here in Florida we don't get to do. But many of you have those opportunities. So if you're going to take some time off, that doesn't mean that I'm just telling you to just sit on the couch, don't do anything, let your muscles atrophy and let all your fitness go to waste. I'm saying don't run necessarily, but maybe cross train. Maybe really go in depth into a yoga practice. Maybe hike, play with the kids, do something different, still be active. And if you do that, the amount of fitness that you're going to lose is going to be so minimal that you're not going to really even notice it. And even if you do, it's going to bounce right back when you get back out there because you haven't let things just waste away, because you've been active and staying after it. Those fitness gains, they're not going to be lost for long, if they're even lost at all. So Tip one to keep running for the rest of your life, take a break once in a while. A short little break, medium-sized break, whatever. It's not going to be the end of the world, and it's going to keep running fresh for you instead of maybe leading to burnout because you're constantly moving on to the next thing. Just take a step back, stop and smell the roses, and get back to running again in a few weeks or a couple months, whatever the case might be. Tip number two to keep running as something that you want to keep doing for the rest of your life is to try something new once in a while to keep things fresh. You know, instead of getting locked into the, I'm a marathon runner, I only run road marathons, I have to run road marathons, yada, 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 yada. Try something different. The running world is pretty big. There's a lot of things out there. There's roads versus trails. There's different race distances, obviously. There's the kind of running events that are completely different. You know, they're not timed. There's the obstacle course race events. There's there's things like Barclays and which, you know, I don't know that I would want to do Barclays, but there's things that are just different. Where it's scavenger hunt races. It's you know, timed races. Do a 12-hour event instead of an ultra marathon. Do a 6-hour event instead of an ultra marathon and see how far you can go that way. Mixed up roads, mixed up trails, different times of the year, different locations. Just do something different. Instead of getting into the rut of doing the same types of races, working on the same goals ad nauseum, if you want running to be something that you enjoy doing and can't wait to keep doing from now until the rest of your life, mix it up once in a while. And just because you stop running marathons for a year to focus on ultras or to focus on trail racing or OCRs or whatever it is, doesn't mean you can't go back to running marathons eventually. You know, the marathon isn't going anywhere. Different race distances aren't going anywhere. So mix it up. Try something new. You might like it. And if you don't, come on back to whatever it was that you were doing before. You're going to be fine. There's plenty of options there, plenty of opportunities to do this, that, and the other. So tip number two to keep running fresh and be something that you enjoy doing for the rest of your life is to try some different things from time to time. Number three on the list of things to try, of tips to keep running as something that you enjoy doing for the rest of your life, is to accept that things are going to change over time. All right? The fact of the matter is, and I can't sugarcoat this, so I'm not even going to try, we are getting older every single day. Every day you're a little bit older than you were the day before. Every second, every minute, you're older than you were. As such, our bodies change. What we're able to do changes. If you're going to get so locked into a PR or a pace or a distance or a number of miles per week or any of that kind of extraneous data points that are great right now, but if you think that if I can't keep doing it at the same level I'm at now in the next 10 years, then why even bother running? It's not going to happen for you. It's not going to work. So accept that things are going to change. Accept that your pace is going to go slower. Accept that you might not be able to run as much. You might have to run, you know, instead of running 7 days a week, you might only be able to run 3 days a week. Instead of running 60 miles a week, you might be running 20 miles a week. But if you enjoy running, you'll be able to keep doing it for a long time if you're willing to accept that things are going to change a little bit. Things are going to adjust, adapt, and not look the same 20 years from now as they look today. Doesn't mean you're less of a runner. Just means that you're a different person then. You're going to be a different runner then. So that's, you got to be okay with that or you're going to get frustrated with how your body changes over time and you're not going to want to keep going. So if you want to keep running for the rest of your life, be okay with the fact that things are going to change. Number four on the list of ways that things are going to change a little bit and or things to keep in mind, tips for maintaining a running practice for the rest of your life is to be diligent with the little things. Surprise, surprise. Diz is talking about the little things on a podcast episode. It wouldn't be like me to not mention the little things at some point, and it certainly wouldn't make sense for this type of episode. You knew this one was coming. You knew that I was going to talk about the little things at one point or another. And here it is, middle of the list, number four on the, out of seven. Be diligent with the little things. Take care of your body. Stretching, foam rolling, what you eat, getting sleep. All of those things are the things that our bodies need to stay healthy, to stay functioning at their highest level. And like I said, things change over time. And as we get older, we need to continue to take good care of ourselves. You know, point blank, if you're not taking care of your body, your body's going to fall apart. And you're not going to be able to keep running. So if you're serious about having a goal of running for basically the rest of your life, you better go ahead and make sure you're taking care of your body. And that starts with the little things. And again, as I've said before, I'll say it again, the little things, it's kind of tongue in cheek because those little things aren't very little. They are vitally important if you want to stay healthy, stay fit, and keep be an active in the sport for years to come. So make sure you're taking care of those little things as you get older. Three things left for this quick tip, and I don't know how long this is going to end up going, but we're gonna take it through to the end. Number five on the list of tips to keep running well into the future: learn to love cross training and strength training. I sometimes lump cross training and strength training into the little things, but for this list today, I wanted to make sure to separate them out because they're important. As our bodies get older. As we get older and our bodies age, naturally, it's a natural part of the process. We're going to lose muscle mass. It just happens. It's not a good thing. It's not something that can be avoided though or prevented completely. But if you're doing strength training, if you're doing some cross training, it takes some wear and tear off of your body a little bit. You can make it easier on your body to maintain the muscle mass, which is important. Strength, you know, having some muscle, having some strength is important to keep running. It's important to just be healthy in general, which is obviously important. If you want to keep running, you got to be healthy and fit. So doing some strength training, lifting some weights, you know, don't listen to the quote unquote gurus who are telling you. And I know some of these people have much wider audiences than I do. They're thought of as some of the original running coaches, the people that really know their shit. And they say that you don't need to do strength training. All you need to do, run some hills once in a while, maybe do some sprint repeats. And that's all the strength training you need. Bullshit. That ain't the case. That might have been true in 1975, but baby, this is 2018 and we need to do some strength training. Now, you don't need to go to the gym and lift all the weights. There's lots of benefits for lifting heavy weights, but especially as you get older, that's not as important as just doing some strength training. It can be body weight stuff. It can be resistance bands. It can be dumbbells, kettlebells. It can be water workouts, you know, a resistance workout in the pool. If you're doing it right, that can be a pretty killer workout too, but we got to be doing strength training. You got to preserve that muscle mass. It's key to being a good runner and continuing to run for years. It's also key just to being healthy, especially as you get up there in age. So you can start getting into your 60s, 70s, 80s. Hopefully you're still running, but hopefully you're still living independently and being able to take care of yourself and play with the grandkids and travel and vacation and have a great quality of life as you get older. Taking care of your body, strength training is going to be important. And as far as cross training goes, you know, I mentioned that you're going to have to adapt some things as you get older, that your body's not going to be the same as it is when you're 30, as it is when you're 70. And so doing some cross training helps you to maintain your fitness without being as hard on the body, without giving you as much of a beat up, pounding, all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, learn to love the bike, learn to love the elliptical or the rowing machine or the swimming pool or going hiking or going snowshoeing or cross country skiing or whatever it is. Learn to love some other things besides just running. Running can still be the focus. Running can still be the bread and butter exercise for you. But doing a little something that's non-impact once in a while is going to be good for you. It's good for you now. And it's going to be even more valuable as you continue to get older. So that's number five on the list for today. Number six of the seven tips to help make running be something that you can continue to do for the rest of your life is to just believe it's possible. You know, I would be lying if I said that there are some goals, some ambitions that I have that in my heart of hearts, I wonder if it's possible. And that's a pretty good way to set yourself up for failure. If I might be so honest. So, if you really truly want to continue to run for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life, believe that you can do it. Believe that it's possible. Cause if you just post it up on your cork board or your put a sticky note against your computer monitor so you can look at every day, I want to run for the next 40 years. That's great. But if you don't really think you can do it, you'll find a way not to do it. You'll find a way to come up with an excuse to let somebody talk you out of it to whatever it is. So if you believe it's possible, you got a chance. If you don't, yeah, it's probably not going to be the case. So have that belief, have that thought to yourself that, you know what? Not only is that my goal, but it's something I'm going to do. By God, I am going to do what it takes so that 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, when I'm the only one in my age group at a race that I sign up for, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be signing up for those races. I'm going to be winning those age group awards. Might not be my fastest race, but if I'm the only one there in the age group, baby, I'm winning as soon as I cross the finish line. So believe that it's possible. And the flip side of that one, tip number seven, the final tip for today, ignore the haters. Ignore the haters. There's no shortage of people out there that'll tell you you can't do something. There's no shortage of people out there that tell you that you shouldn't do something. I have a snowbird neighbor who's back up north this time of year in the summer, but they'll be back in November. Who's 84, I think, 85 maybe. Need to get him on the podcast this year when they come back down. By the way, have him over in studio for an interview. But he still runs just about every day. He's out there running, or you know, he does biking. He goes to the gym. He lifts weights. He does all these things. 80 something years old, still running. His wife tells him he shouldn't. He's crazy. He needs to stop running. He's going to kill himself. Meanwhile, she's the one sitting in the driveway, chain smoking cigarettes all day, which, you know, it's a conversation for another day. Other neighbors here who are not even as 10 years younger than him, but probably 15 years chronological age older than him, you know, tell him, oh, he's crazy. He needs to just relax. He's old. He's retired. He should just enjoy the weather. You start playing golf, something like that. Stop running. No, this dude's out there every day, slower than he's ever been, but logging the miles, staying young, staying active, and ignoring these people that are in his life that are telling him he shouldn't be doing this anymore. He's too old for it. He needs to just relax and rest and whatever. So if you want to keep running from now until, pretty much the day they put you in the ground, at some point you're going to have people telling you you should stop. You're going to have people telling you that it's bad for you. It's hard on your knees. It's hard on your heart. Blah, blah, blah. Ignore, ignore, ignore. If you have a goal of running basically for the rest of your life, you're going to have to get good at letting the haters hate and just ignoring the heck out of them. So those are the seven tips for today. Seven tips wrapped into one. Well, no wonder it's not a quick, no wonder it's a medium length tip, because we're trying to stick seven quick tips into one quick tip episode. But that's it for today. Once again, if you want the rundown, real quick, if you want to keep running for the rest of your life, don't be afraid to take a break once in a while. Try something different within the running world to keep things fresh. Accept that your running is going to change over time. Be diligent about doing the little things. Make sure you're taking care of your body. Learn how to love cross training and/or strength training. Believe that it's possible that you can keep running forever. And learn to ignore the haters. So that is it for today. Once again, disruns.com/595 is a link to the show notes for today. The memes, the GIFs, they're on point. So if you want to go check those out, have fun. It's another one of those cases of spending way too much time scrolling through Jiffy and Google and things like that, trying to find the perfect meme to post in the show notes that no one ever reads. Not no one, but very few people read. But if you want to check it out, disruns.com/595. And with that, we'll go ahead and put a little bow on this quick tip episode that isn't so quick, but hey, it is what it is. Thank you guys for hanging out with me today. Thanks for listening to the show, for sharing the show. All you do to support me, it means a lot. And for the folks that headed over to iTunes to leave a review, let me pull that back up here so I can give you one last shout out to Still Trying, to HD Squared, to Running Pastor Mom, and to Coach Tina. And to everybody who's left a review in the past, thank you for doing that. Certainly appreciate it. And if you would be so willing, if you haven't left a review yet, head over to iTunes and leave a review for the show. It helps. It helps things, you know, algorithm-wise and things like that for the show to be found. So I would appreciate it. But thank you guys so much. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Thoughts, feedback, takeaways, always appreciated. At DizRuns on the Twitter, DizRuns@gmail.com. And of course, show notes, DizRuns.com/595. You can leave a comment there as well. So until next time. Please be well, take good care, and thanks so much for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. See ya!